I think rain is good for movies, and we always do our movie reviews on Fridays with Tim Lammers. It's being brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured, and you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim Lammers, welcome. Oh, hold on. Wrong button. I always pretend that you're calling and you're not. You're on the computer. How's that? Welcome,
Tim.
One
way or the other, you're hearing me, Kelly.
You know, today is like the first day here that just about an hour ago, we haven't had to wear masks in the building if you're fully vaccinated. I'm like, I have to jot this down in my phone as a moment in history. It's crazy.
Indeed it is.
Right?
Indeed it is. And I, as you know, I had to miss a couple Fridays ago because of my final vaccination.
Yeah.
But I got through it.
Now
I
you're
soldiered
glad.
Through it. And now I'm fully vaccinated as well. Don't have to wear masks in my house, though, thankfully.
No, that's a good thing. All right. Well, I think this is going to be a great weekend to get out to the movies. Are you going to be talking about stuff that's in theaters or at home or both?
Both. So new in theaters, Chris Rock stars in a soft reboot of the Saw franchise with Spiral from the Book of Saw. And just like those Saw movies, there's a serial killer out there who tortures his victims while playing a sick game, a game that you can get out of, but you have to maim yourself in order to win, I guess. In this new chapter, the serial killer may be connected to the original killer, Jigsaw, or maybe a copycat. And this killer is aiming at reforming a police department in California by kidnapping and torturing dirty detectives for their crimes. Taking on the case is Chris Rock's Zeke Banks, a detective who takes the murders personally since the first victim is the only cop who stood by his side after he broke the code of silence and turned in a corrupt officer. You know, the original Saw from 17 years ago is a terrific cat-and-mouse detective thriller that pushes it with the torture scenes, but all the stops have been pulled off for Spiral. The torture scenes are almost impossible to watch, and the movie kicks off with an incredibly ghastly scene. I thought the movie was doomed because of it, but since you have Chris Rock in the movie and Samuel L. Jackson as his father, the movie is saved. But get ready to cover your eyes a lot. Spiral is new in theaters. New in theaters and on HBO Max is Those Who Wish Me Dead, starring Angelina Jolie as Hannah, a smoke jumper who fights fires in the Pacific Northwest who is traumatized after seeing three young boys wander into a forest fire but could do nothing to save them. Hannah seems to find redemption, though, when she happens across a 12-year-old boy named Connor, played by Finn Little, wandering in the forest, who, as it turns out, is being hunted by a pair of assassins who killed his father before his own eyes. The boy has information to bring his father's killers in, but because of the dad's association as a forensic accountant on the case, he found out some very damning things about some very bad people. Those Who Wish Me Dead is thrilling and fast-paced, and writer-director Taylor Sheridan amps up the intensity when Hannah and Connor find themselves in the middle of a massive forest fire. On top of that, the acting is top-notch across the board. Those Who Wish Me Dead is new in theaters and on HBO Max.
I haven't seen Angelina Jolie for a little while. What was the last thing she did? Do you remember?
I think it was the Maleficent movie. You know, she did a follow-up to the first one, which I thought was terrific. Mm-hmm. I love both of those films. But yeah, you know, she's busy. I mean, she's got, seven children?
Yeah. Well, and she does seem to do a lot of movies with kids in them or kids as the subjects in the movies. She did one, I don't know, it's several years ago, probably over 10 years ago, and it still horrifies me today. But I think it was more of a true story about her child that was kidnapped and no one would help her. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. That was actually directed by Clint Eastwood as well. So, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's funny because when I'm watching this and I saw this movie with my wife, you know, there's one point where she's kind of, you know, this boy doesn't want to cooperate. He's scared, naturally.
Of course.
And she's trying to assure him that, you know, that he's fine. But she's kind of stern with him. And my wife said, you know, that's her true mother instinct coming through in this role,
yeah.
You know? So, you know, that is true. I mean, it really is effective. Now, that movie you were talking about is Changeling.
Yes.
That was directed by Clint Eastwood. But, yeah, I mean, she really hasn't done much lately. The one and only Ivan, which is a terrific movie on Disney Plus, she did a voice for that. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, yeah, so it seems like it's been a while, but, you know, she's been around. And she's great. You know,
yeah, she's
great. I mean, obviously, yeah, she really is. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, they kind of tend to get occupied with actors' personal lives, and they forget how good of an actors, you know, some of these people are, including Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Oh, she is fantastic. And, you know, in Maleficent, she just looks so much like the book, you know, and she can, I mean, when they make her up, I don't think it was probably very comfortable for her to make that movie. But she did such a good job for me remembering what she was like when I was a little kid, you know?
Sure,
yeah.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, she's a terrific actor, and I'm glad that, you know, you got her in this thriller. You know, she's a smoke jumper. She gets pretty roughed up in this movie. I mean, it's a very physical role for her.
What's a smoke jumper? What's a smoke jumper? What is that?
They're the people that actually parachute in to fight forest fires. So basically, I don't want to say basically. I mean, firefighting is one heck of a job. And, you know, I sincerely commend anybody who fights fires, all, you know, people who protect and serve us. So, yeah, but they add a little extra stress to the job by jumping out of a plane first over a forest fire, landing, and then fighting the fire.
Oh, yeah. Yikes.
So you
kinda
got
scary.
Those firefighting scenes, and then you have this incredible, I don't know how he did it, this forest fire scene obviously had to be computer generated, mm-hmm. but it feels so incredibly real. So the third act in particular is really, really intense as you have Angelina and this boy, you know, being hunted by these assassins in the middle of all of this.
Ugh.
So, yeah, incredible, incredible movie. So, yeah, I would imagine it's really great on the big screen. Again, I screened it with a digital screener because it's also on HBO Max. So,
okay.
You know, if you have a subscription to that service, you can certainly see the movie there.
All right, well, let's talk about Spiral from the Book of Saw. Chris Rock, Samuel L. Jackson. Scary at times. Like, this is maybe a movie not for Kelly's eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, you're going to have to avert your eyes, if not for any other reason, Kelly, because of the gore. I mean,
yeah.
Saw started this. I don't know if they started it, but there was you know, in the early 2000s, you had movies like that, Saw and Hostel. People call them torture porn because they're just so explicit in their scenes mm-hmm. of torture, and it's just so unnerving.
Yeah.
So to be honest with you, I avoided the series on purpose. I just don't have time for that sort of thing. But when you got a big movie with Chris Rock and Sam Jackson, you know, I went back to watch the original, and mm-hmm. you know, it's really well done, and it's a cat and mouse detective thriller that had some pretty ghastly stuff in it.
Yeah.
Here, you have to avert your eyes. You had to avert your eyes with the first one, but here in particular, it starts out with this really, really ghastly scene, and I thought, you know what, how am I going to get through this?
Ugh.
But then you get Chris Rock in there, and he is so good. He's funny without trying to be funny. He's the sort of guy that has that Chris Rock delivery.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
Those rants that you have to laugh at anyway,
yep.
You know,
right?
And Samuel Jackson too. You get him and Chris Rock, you know, dropping the F bombs, and it's just funny.
Mm.
You know, so
like,
I guess
happening?
In a way, it kind of provides its own little comic relief in the middle of all this intense, ghastly, twisted stuff.
Yeah.
That you see. Yeah,
I'm just not the person. I just can't do it. I still have a child's stomach when it comes to those kind of things, and I get nightmares forever. I just can't do some of those movies. So that one I'll have to leave to the pros who can handle that kind of thing. But that one is in theaters? Are they both
that
in theaters?
That is in theaters only, yeah. You know, it looks like things are, you know, going to get back to normal pretty soon here. So, you know, I'm sure this one's going to attract quite a crowd this weekend because there are people that like to get scared that way.
Oh, yeah.
I just hope that they, if they're wearing their mask yet, just pull it up over your eyes now and again just so you don't have to see that stuff.
Yeah, pull it a little bit higher. Wear a bigger mask.
Yeah, indeed.
All right.
Over the nose, over the eyes.
All right, Tim, if people want to learn more about the interviews that you have, how can they learn more about you?
DirectConversations.com is my website, and I just posted a 22-year-old interview I did with Angelina Jolie.
Oh.
So if you want to see me with hair and about 50 pounds lighter, You can do that. It is me in the interview. That's on the website now. Yeah, it was great. That was, I talked with her a couple times over my career, and she's terrific. So, yeah, you can catch it. Catch my stuff there on directconversations.com. And on Twitter, you can follow me at Tim Lammers Films.
All right, Tim. Thank you so much. It's Tim Lammers with our movie reviews today. Brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. You can learn more at Minnesota Personal Injury or MN.com.